Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You know, I cannot believe that I'm pulling a Dewey here and saying these words. But this girl needs to be fired. It's Wire to Wire with Diesel and Cole Bryson. We are live here at the Springfield location, Ingles Markets, inside the Corner Cafe. Come see us. We've got your Ingles gift cards. If you stop by and say the words Tolo, we'll hook you up with an Ingles gift card. But, Cole, this story is now starting to make its rounds and has been for the last 24 hours or so. Haley Sawyer, AP voter out of Southern California, who writes about the Southern Cal Trojans, just completely missed the mark, whiffed, and maybe was exposed not paying attention to what was going on in college football and put out what might be the most embarrassing AP Top 25 ever.
You mean to tell me there was somebody that covers a team locally, on a local level, that had a responsibility and a hand in voting on a national level? That's
correct.
What you're telling me
that's
here,
what
right?
I'm telling you. That's
okay,
what I'm
that makes perfect sense.
And that's how the AP is set up, 62 different sports writers from all over the country.
Yep, yep.
You should get a pretty good national perspective of what's going on by having somebody in most
should.
Of these markets.
Keyword should.
Yeah, should.
Does it surprise me? No, it doesn't surprise me at all. And I'll tell you, I had not heard the audio until you sent it to me earlier.
Oh,
and,
my.
And after hearing it, man, it kind of makes it worse. It really does.
So here's what's going on. If you're not familiar with this story that, again, broke sort of middle of the afternoon yesterday, Haley Sawyer is one of 62 AP voters, covers Southern Cal, and she's in hot water because she ranked Florida number 14 in her week 3 AP poll. Now you might just say, well, that's just kind of her opinion, man. She thinks Florida is a pretty good football team. Here's the problem. She ranked them two spots higher than she had them a week ago.
Moved them up.
Before they lost to an in-state G5 South Florida Bulls. Meanwhile, South Florida actually fell in her poll and didn't move up at all after beating those said Florida Gators.
So my whole thing is with this these voters, I understand the structure to your point of how it works. But, you know, back in the days of print journalism, we don't have as much anymore at a local level where we live, right, because the Internet's kind of taken over, Diesel. We still have print journalism in big cities and different parts of the country. But, you know, back in the days of print journalism, the writers, by their deadline, would send their article, send their story in, but guess what had to be done before the story was published? It had to be proofread. And you know,
yeah.
That proofreading was a very important part of the conversation because, you know, errors, things slip by. Maybe we just need to understand that these AP polls, any poll out there, if we're going to have this many voters, where's the person that's proofreading these things?
Right.
Where's the person that's looking at, you know, at these submissions, Diesel, before they're sent in thinking, whoa, 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 ma'am, do you realize what you just did? Do you realize Florida lost? You do realize Florida lost, right?
Yeah.
And you moved them up two spots.
Well,
that would be too – that would make too much sense, I'm afraid.
It's one thing to make that mistake, right? She's in Southern California. They're 3 hours behind. She was covering USC. I don't know if USC played a late game last weekend or not, but, you know, she's up late covering different sports and watching various games. Maybe it just kind of slipped through the cracks. Maybe she was tired and just kind of thought that Florida would win the game because they're the bigger school, they have the better roster, they have more money and all that kind of stuff. Well, here's the problem, Cole. When somebody called her on it, she didn't just say, oops, my bad, guys, I made
a mistake. Yeah.
She doubled down with this piece of audio, and this is the smoking gun.
But as far as what my votes are and what my process is, you know, I wake up early in the morning after covering a game late in the night before. Don't want to go too much into my progress or process or logic, but I will say I appreciate everybody's interaction on social media and all of your feedback. You know, there's tons of people that vote on the AP poll, and like, it's not a perfect system, but at the end of the day, like, no matter who you pick, it does even out because there's so many people who vote. And like I said, it's really fun for discussion. It doesn't, you know, probably matter in the end,
but
I'm glad that people are having a really good time with
it. What an idiot.
Yeah.
What an idiot.
It doesn't really matter.
It doesn't really matter.
It'll get washed out.
Does she think this is just for funsies?
Yeah.
Did she win
her voting spot in a Cracker Jack box?
No kidding,
man. Lady, how can you be this tone deaf? Your job is to cover the sport. And I assume that you're a smart person and you love sports. So how do you not understand that what you did was insanely stupid?
You know, what's bad about it, before we even hear the audio, before we heard the audio, it's bad enough. And then her explanation just makes it like 10 times worse. I mean, I want to replay the first part.
But as far as what my votes are and what my process is.
First of all, she sounds like some lady that was paid to call into a radio station and do a PSA, right?
Sure, she's not AI.
It does sound AI, kind of Siri, right?
Yeah.
It almost sounds, all right, so first of all, this is the part I have a problem with.
You know, I wake up early in the morning after covering a game late in the night before.
Well, no freaking crap.
Everyone does.
Every single person has to stay up late and covering. I wake up early. I mean, we all do. We all watch the sport. That's the worst. Like, why even bring that? That is your job.
I'm trying really hard here to not turn this into, well, she's just a girl who doesn't. No, that's not the point here. The point is her job, her profession is to cover the sport, and she does a terrible job doing it.
It's
That's
just for funsies.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to all even
matter.
Out in the end. I mean, it's just an AP poll,
look,
right?
It's, to me, my big issue with this is it's disrespectful to the sport as a whole.
Agreed.
It's disrespectful to every player, every coach, and every fan who is affected by this flippant, oh, well, you know, I didn't really take it all that seriously attitude. And, look, I have – As a G5 fan, I've had this chip on my shoulder for years that the AP voters give the benefit of the doubt to the large programs with the brand power, and they don't look closely enough at the other teams that may or may not be better than some of those power brands, and this is proof.
Yeah.
And my problem is I guarantee you she is not the only one who's ever just, oh, crap, I got to fill this thing in real quick and
just
send it off
yeah.
to the AP.
And you know what's funny about it? There are – different polls out there, Diesel, at different levels, right? High school, college, and pro. Polls are just that, polls. We've had that conversation many, many times. Look, I vote in a poll at the high school level for you know, that covers the entire state. It's a statewide poll, a media poll. And for me, just voting in a small state-level high school media poll, I still like to know what's going on. I still like to know why this person's being dropped down, why this team's being dropped or bumped up, rather. And the fact that this lady doubled down, to your point, just come out and say, you know what, made a mistake. If she does that, we're not even having this conversation today. We're not even talking about it. If she just says, hey, I made a mistake, wasn't really paying attention like I should have, you know, it was a typo. Blame, you know, it was a mistake. Instead, she doubles down.
Don't want to go too much into my progress or
because there is no
logic,
process.
But,
process. You have no logic.
Your process is there is no process. Yeah.
I will say I appreciate everybody's interaction on social media and all of your feedback.
That just shows, like, right there, the ignorance. That just shows the ignorance.
Know, that's the nice way of saying I've had thousands of people hitting all my DMs and tweeting me and saying you're an idiot and you should be fired and you should be thrown out of journalism and reporting. But thanks for the interaction.
But
it's thanks, really
great.
The
it's great.
And, like, it's not a perfect system, but at the end of
the
day.
Yeah, because you're in it.
No matter who you pick, it does even out because there's so many
Here's the worst part
votes.
Right here.
And, like I said, it's really fun for discussion. It doesn't, you know, probably matter in the end.
It doesn't matter in the end.
I'm just glad she's having fun. That's you know, that's the big thing.
It's all that matters.
I'm just glad. Look, yesterday we brought up a term that I didn't think we would ever bring up a second time on the show. Statistical significance. That's the point at which you have enough data to represent the whole and minimize outliers. I don't know if 62 out of 63 meets that threshold of statistical significance. But when you've got, or 61 out of 62, when you've got one person who's a complete dolt like this, who doesn't know who won and lost games, who moves the team that lost to an inferior G5 in-state opponent, moves them up while moving that other team down, get out of the sport. You don't deserve to be covering
no,
the sport.
No, we're just having fun. At the end of the day, it's just the interaction. It doesn't really matter. That's not the audio. That's me mocking about it. I know it sounds just
close,
identical.
Honestly,
it really does.
It's good.
It's so bad. You know what? We've got to get to a point where it is whatever poll it is, and I know the college football playoff poll has so many people involved. With this AP thing, man, we've got to have somebody who's not the dictator, but somebody who's kind of cracking down on this to make sure this kind of stuff doesn't happen. Because Diesel, it makes a poll like this lose its credibility instantly.
This is why, you know, I say things like I lean towards the data more than the polls. We've talked about that over the last couple of days, and maybe you want to change your position on
no, just get rid of her. Just get rid of her.
But, like, I mean, in some small sense here, Cole, I get it because eventually your brain goes into data overload. You just cannot compute any more information. What you saw one quarterback do in a noon game, you might think that the quarterback in the 3:30 game did. You just can't consume and analyze and process that much data. We are not computers. But at the end of the day, the AP at least needs to provide some form of data of who won, who lost. Here's information on how these teams looked so that they actually have a resource to use instead of just making it up. Pulling it out of their rear end.
So I've got a conspiracy now. Maybe, just maybe, this woman was paid off. Maybe, you know, the people like you of the world, Diesel, don't like the AP, wanted the AP to lose all credibility, right? So they paid this woman off to say something idiotic. And that's what happened.
No, no, no. I think the SEC is paying her to prop up one of their garbage tier teams that we all thought was going to be good. Oh, you can't let this DJ Lagway and Billy Napier is turning it around narrative die this early in the season. We can't have that happen. So we got to prop them up. It's a wild situation. And, again, I think she ought to be stripped of her AP vote. I don't know what the rest of you Tolos think, but message in 844-FAN-PHONE.
And, by the way, Tolos, I mean, what? How many times do we have to tell you? How many times do we have to tell you the exact same thing? This upset picks challenge does not open until 4 o'clock.
Four.
We've had like 5 texts already.
Yeah.
And it doesn't open yet. The store is closed. The close sign still on the door.
Keith and TR, you've been playing this upset picks challenge for years now. You know this. You know the rules.
Come
Keith and
on.
TR, Percy, Kane. All you Tolos,
come
Clemson
on.
83, that's 4 of you at least.
I say this.
You're picking too early.
I say we start deducting points for early entries.
Ooh. Ooh.
If you're going to send it in early, you lose a point. You know?
I like it.
I mean, come on, what are we doing, guys? 4 o'clock, it's literally 47 minutes from right now.
Look at Cole being penal over there.
I know, let's penalize him. Get him out of here. Throw him out.
Cole, this is another wild story to start the show. We got so much to get through. Bill Bender is going to be joining us on the show from the Sporting News. Ian Unsworth, broadcaster for the Hub City Spartanburgers,
big win
is
last
going to join
night.
Us on the show.
Big
they
win.
Won their first playoff game. But, Cole, I do want to hit this real quick. And Dabo brought this up. He touched on it in his press conference yesterday, just how similar, in a bad way, this 2025 Clemson team has been to the 2016 Clemson team, which went on to win a national championship, by the way. Good team that year. But somebody, Cole, went back and compiled stats about Clemson versus Troy, who Clemson played in 2025 and in 2016, and how eerily similar those two games played out. And it's not just like one or two stats. I'm going to throw a bunch of stuff at you, and you're going to say there's absolutely no way that all of these statistics aligned in the way that they did. But here we go. 2016, Clemson was a 33.5-point favorite. 2025, 31.5-point favorite.
Pretty close.
2016, Troy's offense scored 10 points in the first half. 2025, they scored 10 points in the first half. 2016, Troy missed a 51-yard field goal wide right as time expired in the first half. 2025, Troy missed a 48-yard field goal wide right as time expired in the first half. 2016, Clemson had 32 carries for 122 yards. 2025, Clemson had 31 carries for 120 yards. 2016, Clemson's defense had three interceptions, each by a different player, totaling 13 return yards. 2025, Clemson's defense had three interceptions, each by a different player, totaling 13 return yards. I don't want to go out of breath. I don't want to lose my voice reading all these stats, but penalties, almost identical. Time of possession, almost identical. Troy quarterback passing yards, almost identical. And the list just keeps on going. Amazing how this happens. I can't explain it unless you're trying to say we're in a simulation and none of this is real.
You just read off the same game, or I mean, that was all the,
essentially.
I mean, really, pretty much, right? That it's wild. And Dabo talked about it. In case you didn't hear it yesterday, Dabo said after the game was over, he went back in his office and he found the note card or the page or whatever it was, Diesel, from the Troy game in 2016. And he said yesterday in his presser that he could have literally taken that note card and read that to the team on Saturday of just how eerie similar it was. And things like that just don't happen often. For it to be against Troy and all those things, all those similarities you just read off, it number one, it's wild. But number two, it just goes to show that maybe you don't want to schedule Troy ever freaking again.
Well, maybe if it works out this season, and it doesn't look like it will so far. But if it works out and Clemson goes on a run and wins a national championship, maybe you want to schedule Troy every year.
Keep dreaming.
play bad against Troy, win a national championship.
Isn't that wild, man? That's so wild. I know that sometimes you throw statistics and things like that out there. And look, does Clemson have the talent to win a national championship? I think we would all still agree that, yeah, they have the talent to win a national championship because – so many people, including myself, you know, in the offseason, picked them to be in the national championship and picked them to win the national championship. So, like, yeah, on the 10th day of September now, all of a sudden it seems outlandish to say that Clemson's going to win the national championship. Mm-hmm. They still have the talent, right? There's not some massive injury that's taken place that all of a sudden now is going to limit them from winning at all. However, you just – sometimes we talk about the eye test and the proof being in the pudding – sometimes you just want to see, you know, you want to see it to believe it, right? Going back to old Santa Claus, like you just can't believe that after watching two games against LSU where their defense was really good, their offense was bad. Against Troy where their defense was okay at times but really bad at times. And their offense was just meh until, you know, key points in the second half. So, like, yeah, you would be crazy to believe that this team right now is going to win it all. But, Diesel, they still have the same team that – everybody, the Josh Pates and everybody in the world, picked and win it all 2, 3, 4 weeks ago.
Tolo JWM on the text line, 844-326-3663, says, y'all Clemson fans are really clutching at straws. What are you talking about, JWM? These are not straws. These are facts. The facts are it's insane how many statistics line up between these two games. Now, the part after that, that's, of course, we're joking. How can you not tell? Can you not hear in our voices that we're joking and making fun of the situation? Come on, man. Read the room. Appreciate a little context here.
Understand what
you're listening to before breaking your thumbs to get to your phone's typepad.
Yeah, it is. By the way, before we run to a break, I did something that is, like, super weird but super cool but super funny as well.
Oh.
So.
Did you video it?
Yeah, actually, I did.
Oh.
So, Evan from Promotions sent me a picture of you and I, right?
Mm-hmm.
And normally I'll take this picture and post it on our social medias. However, there's this feature with Twitter now, and it allows you to turn a picture into a video with Gronk.
Really?
Not Gronk, not Gronkowski. Gronk. It's like the
Gronk knows how to use the internet?
It's like a Twitter AI. So, Diesel, I'm going to show you this for the first time. And by the way, Tolos, if you want to see it, it's on our Twitter, at TheFanUpstate. This is so weird. All right, here's live reaction. Here's the picture, right? Ready?
Yeah.
That's the picture.
Okay.
Hit play. Watch what happens. This is so weird. Look, Diesel's talking.
What?
My head's turning. Your hands are together. You're clapping. You're looking at me.
Wow.
And that's not a real video.
That's scary how easy AI video generation is becoming. I saw a video clip the other day. I know this is great sports talk radio, where a guy was in court and he used AI to generate a lawyer to argue on his behalf.
What in the world,
the
man.
Judge, not happy about it one bit. She's like, get that stuff out. You're guilty right now. We're not even going to do the trial. You're guilty. Death penalty.
AI, man, it's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. So make sure you follow us on Twitter at TheFanUpstate. By the way, Tolos out there, appreciate the early submissions. If you just tuned into the show, I want to remind you one more time, the Upset Picks Challenge opens at 4 p.m., 40 minutes from right now, the Upset Picks Challenge opens. Want to dive into the 0-1 teams in the very next segment that are A-OK as of right now, and also the 0-1 teams out there that are at a really big point in the NFL season where – all of a sudden, the second game becomes a must-win. We'll do that next, right here on the Fan Upstate.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Well, how bad is it to start 0-1 in the NFL? I can tell you that it's not as bad as starting 0-2, because if you look at the numbers, if you look at the statistics, boy, when you start 0-2 in the NFL, it does make life difficult. We'll get into that. Which teams in the NFL that are 0-1 right now are okay? Which teams that are 0-1 are really, really needing a win? Welcome to Wire to Wire. He's Diesel. I'm Cole Bryson. So good to be with you on this Wednesday, this hump day edition of the show. We're live this morning, this afternoon. It's not morning, by the way. Did you know
that? Did you just wake up?
No, I wish I would have. Maybe I just did. 8650 Asheville Highway in Boiling Springs. It's a Springfield location right across from Mountain View Prep. And just a quick side note, Tolos, if you are on social media, I just advise right now in this time that we're in that you do stay off of social media in case you're sensitive to graphic videos. In case you haven't heard, there's been a horrible shooting today involving Charlie Kirk. And unfortunately, you can't get on Twitter without seeing these videos that are so disturbing. I saw the video and wish, Diesel, that I could unsee it from my brain. I wouldn't advise any Tolos out there to show the video or send the video. It's already all over social media. It's just a horrible act of violence that happened earlier today at this event.
Yeah.
And, this is a sports station, but in reality, you know,
it's life.
It's life. And, sometimes you just don't have the words to say. And I will tell you this, Tolos, also, on days like today, when you hear about things like this happening, it does make sports radio difficult to do. Not because we're struggling to find things to talk about, but because it's reality. Like Diesel said, it's life. And regardless of what side of the political sphere you find yourself on, violence is never the answer. And man, it's just tragic to see what happened. And I struggle to find the words. So if you don't want to see it, I'd advise just kind of stay off of social media for a good little while.
Yeah, I mean, with respect to him, to his family, he's got parents, he's married.
Kids.
I don't believe he has. Does he have kids?
Yeah.
I wasn't sure if he had kids or not.
Yeah.
But that's awful to just keep sharing that and see that video out there. It's rough stuff.
Really is. So Tolos, just spread love today. Love one another. And, again, violence is never the answer. It's sad. It's a sad, sad world we live in. And we're going to stick to sports. But I did want to let you Tolos know out there that just be sensitive of this kind of stuff. It's just awful to see. However, Diesel, it is football season. The NFL is upon us. And there have been Super Bowl winners that have started the season 0-1. For example, the 2023 Kansas City Chiefs, who went 11-6, started the season 0-1. The 2020 Tom Brady-led Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who finished the season 11-5, won the Super Bowl in 2020. They started 0-1. Same thing in 14 with the Patriots, 11 with the Giants, 7 with the Giants. It doesn't It doesn't happen a lot. However, it does happen. And when you go to 0-1 in the NFL season, Diesel, when you start 0-1, there becomes this gray area of, okay, is this team in trouble, or is this just this is a team who's lost one game and that's simply all it is? Now, statistics will tell you, history will tell you, going to 0-2 is a different story. When you start 0-2, your percentages fall all the way down to the 25-24% percentile just to make the playoffs.
Yeah, yeah, it's a very, very steep uphill climb from there. Because obviously if you start 0-2, you're probably not a very good football team.
Not at the time, you're not.
Right.
Not at the time. So it's tough to rebound from that. So what we want to do in this segment is look at the teams who are 0-1. Are these 0-1 teams A-OK, no reason to be upset, no reason to panic, no reason to fear, or are these 0-1 teams, maybe there is a little bit of reason. Thursday night, Packers-Commanders, we talked about this game yesterday, both teams are in the clear. They're 1-0. They're both winning the Super Bowl, right? Jaguars-Bengals on Sunday, same situation, both teams 1-0. We get to 1 o'clock on Sunday afternoon, Diesel. The Giants-Cowboys, both teams 0-1. Now you're talking about two teams that are – one of these teams is going to start 0-2, whether it's Dallas or New York. Dallas is favored by 5.5 points in this football game. Cowboys-Giants in your mind, I'll let you go first on this one. Both of these teams obviously need the win, but in your mind, which of them are – at the point where they are really, really needing this win to you know, not go 0-2?
Well, it's the Giants, number one, because I don't think they're a very good football team. I think the Cowboys, at least what we saw in week one against the Eagles, they're a competent, decent enough football team that they could go on and have a pretty good season. And, you know, on their schedule, it's not easy, right? They still have a very, very tough schedule, and they need every single win they can get. And in that standpoint, they do need this win really badly, because after that, you got the Bears who looked okay. Mm. You get the Packers who look good. You got the Commanders who look good. The Broncos look good. Eagles again, Chiefs, Lions, Vikings, Chargers, Commanders again. There's a lot of losable games on that schedule for the Cowboys, so they have to win every single time.
They have to win them. So I would say if the New York Giants start 0-2, they're in serious trouble. The Cowboys, look, you're going against a division opponent for the second week in a row. Not good, right? Not good at all. I think Dallas is probably in a little bit better of a situation if they start 0-2 compared to if New York starts 0-2. But again, neither one of them are in a great position. Bears-Lions at 1 o'clock Sunday, Diesel. The Bears are 0-1. The Lions are 0-1. Looked like on Sunday the Lions missed Ben Johnson a little bit. Mm-hmm. Bears obviously had that game won until J.J. McCarthy came back and had something to do with it. Bears-Lions, in your mind, one of these teams is going to be 0-2. That team that's 0-2 obviously will have a little bit of a hole to dig out of. Which one do you think will be in better shape if they are 0-2?
Man, that's a hard one, because they're both, I think, missing a little something. I like the Bears, now that Ben Johnson is their coach, just a little bit more than I like Detroit's ability to dig out of that hole, right? Because when the smart guy leaves the room, yeah, there's still a lot of talent in the room, but that smart guy is the leader, and it's his job to put you in a position to be successful.
Sure.
I think the Lions are in trouble if they go down 0-2.
I think they are as well. I mean, look, this is a team that's just a couple of years removed from being in the Super Bowl conversation, you know, and being in that conversation. So the Bears, this is a big game. Detroit, by the way, favored by 5.5 points in this football game. Tolos, you can get in on the conversation as well at 844-326-3663. That's 844-F-A-N-F-O-N-E. Let's look at the next game between a team, or with a team, that's 0-1. The Rams 1-0, Diesel, going against the Titans, who are 0-1. Cam Ward still trying to find his way in Tennessee. Doesn't it kind of feel like if the Titans start 0-2, the Titans are just kind of back to the same old Titans, even though they have Cam Ward?
It does. It does. And again, you know, looking at their schedule, they got a tough road, because they got the Rams, the Colts, and the Texans all in a row, and that could be a tough spot. I mean, obviously the Colts, they did what they did, 33-8 against the Dolphins this past weekend. I don't know if that's sustainable for the Colts, but with the information we have at hand, it's entirely possible that this Titans team starts 0-4.
Yeah. I mean, their schedule's tough. You know, it could be a possibility. At 1 o'clock also on Sunday, the Patriots 0-1 versus the 0-1 Dolphins. Patriots first-year head coach, Diesel. And Miami, boy, did they just get run off of the field on Sunday by the Indianapolis Colts. Daniel Jones, yeah. I don't know what possessed Daniel Jones to play like he did, but goodness gracious, he played his butt off. The Colts just demoed the Miami Dolphins, and it seems as if the Dolphins, by the way, who are favored by a point and a half,
wow,
which is crazy to me. It seems as if the Dolphins lose this game. Look, I know it's just two games in, but I'm going to go as far as Diesel is saying, if the Dolphins lose this game, Mike McDaniel's on the hot seat. This nerdy guy who's always got an answer for everything is on the hot seat if they go 0-2.
Yeah, I mean, I don't put a lot of trust in him to be able to pull this team out of the depths. If they get off to a really slow start, I mean, Tua's still Tua. I don't know if they end up losing the locker room because he doesn't seem like a guy. I don't know what it is. I don't know how he kind of holds sway in that locker room. But, I mean, this is a dude that most of these players would have flipped upside down and put his head in the toilet in high school.
Yeah.
And his job is to lead them. And you've got us at 0-2, and we're getting our teeth kicked in and week out. Man, I'm not going to follow you.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Look, I like Mike McDaniel. I like him. I do because I thought that this would be a guy that in the NFL would really be able to connect with the players and, like, build a culture. However, man, like, I'm starting to kind of look back and say, well, I look like an idiot. I look like an idiot because this guy just hadn't done it, and they hadn't been able to get it done. So I don't know. I'm not completely giving up hope, but I am going to say if they start 0-2, we're having the conversation that Mike McDaniel, it's time to have the hot seat conversation with him. The 49ers, who are 1-0 on Sunday, play the 0-1 Saints.
Sure.
Diesel, this is a tough game, and this is why I love the NFL. Week 2, a massive game. Why is it massive? Kellen Moore in his first season in New Orleans, starting Spencer Rattler. He was deciding between Rattler and Tyler Shuck out of Louisville. And now all of a sudden, first-year head coach, first game starting is for in this new year for Spencer Rattler. If they go to 0-2 against a pretty good San Francisco team, all of a sudden, This organization that's been down in the dumps for a few years is again finding themselves behind the eight ball, with looking themselves in the mirror as, okay, is Kellen Moore the right guy? Okay, is Spencer Rattler the right guy? Again, I know it's just two games, but the good news is, Diesel, what we talked about yesterday in the Daily Wire segment. Right now, San Francisco's injury-plagued. Kittle, Brock Purdy, maybe a chance for Spencer Rattler to shine, even though San Francisco still favored in the game by 4.5 points.
Here's the thing. I think given the division that they're in, it's not necessarily catastrophic to start 0-2 because you still got two games against the Panthers, and the Panthers looked awful. And the Saints certainly looked better than the Panthers did. You got two games against the Falcons, and you probably split those two ball games, right? I mean, Michael Penix looked really good in his debut, even though they lost that game. And then after that, you know, I mean, you still got the Dolphins, you still got the Jets, you still got the Titans on the schedule.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, I think there's still probably minimum 8 winnable games, 9 winnable games on that schedule, and not saying they win them all, but you win 8. You haven't had a terrible season.
No, and the point you brought up with their division, I'm with you there. Maybe it's not hit the panic button time yet. However, however, going up against the San Francisco team without George Kittle and some depleted roster areas, you feel like, okay, we got to win this game.
You have to.
This is a must-win game. We're not going to get a shot at the 49ers like this in a long time. We got to win this game. So it's a big one. The Bills are playing the 0-1 Jets. If the Bills win the game, Jay's raising his hands. Bills fan, right? Big games on Sunday night. Jay from our sales. Jets 0-2, Diesel? I mean, what's normal? I mean, what's new, rather? The Jets always are 0-2, right? I mean, why are we having the conversation with the Jets here?
That's when you start losing the fan base. You know, I don't know.
They have a fan base still?
So they say. I mean, I think they just let them.
J-E-T-S, Jets.
I think they just hire them all, and they let them sleep in the stadium, and then come game day, they're just like, oh, add them to the attendance. That's another 500 people who are here.
Yeah.
I mean, look, the fans are used to struggles with the Jets.
They are.
It'll be More of the same. Oh, ho-hum. It is what it is.
It is what it is. The Jets are used to it. Let's look at this one.
Besides, their quarterback room is Justin Fields and Tyrod Taylor.
Ooh.
Does Tyrod Taylor give you any confidence that if Justin Fields stinks, they can go to him?
Not really.
Nope.
Not really. Browns-Ravens. Obviously, the Ravens played a really good team. Not a lot of concern there.
No.
We probably all know who's going to win this game Sunday. Here's an interesting one for you. Two more than run off the break. The Chiefs, they play the Eagles.
Ooh.
Super Bowl rematch at 4:25. Any worry in your mind if the Chiefs start 0-2 in the 2025 football season?
The narratives would be real fun. About
get rid of Mahomes.
Chiefs.
Get rid of them. Bench them.
The narrative will become it's time for a rebuild mode, right?
Yeah.
I mean, these are the kind of seasons that if it were to get out of control for them, Andy Reid might say, you know what, I'm 95 years old, I might as well go ahead and hang it up. This is when Travis Kelce says, all right, I'm 75 years old, might be time for me to go ahead and just hang it up, go on tour with my with my super famous wife. I mean, this could be that little snowball that starts as one little pebble and ends up a boulder.
Yeah, could be. Could be. You never know. Obviously, the Chiefs are still a good football team. And then last one, Diesel. The Carolina Panthers, 4:05 Sunday. They're at Arizona. Arizona's a 6.5-point favorite over the Carolina Panthers. You can get a ticket right now for $34 if you want one. Not good. But
Kyler, not letting people in for a canned good.
They might be. Kyler Murray looked good last week. And the Arizona Cardinals looked good last week against the New Orleans Saints. Are the Panthers – I mean, you hit the panic button pretty hard after one loss. Are the Panthers done if they start 0-2 in your mind?
I don't know. I mean, they're so young. You know, they say young kids are resilient and they bounce back really fast and they understand. Hopefully Dave Canales is imparting upon them that this is a process, that we will go through growing pains. It will make us better as a team. You see the smoke that I'm blowing up everybody's skirts here. We're trying to make people feel good even though they're getting beat. I don't know. I mean, maybe Bryce Young just needs time and, you know, Bryce Young just a little better than he was last week. Ends up winning a couple of games. I don't know that it's over, but I mean, couldn't you almost say that it was over before the season started because nobody had them as a playoff caliber team anyway?
maybe so, but the bad part is, Diesel, there was so much hope, there was so much positive momentum that somehow, some way, people thought that maybe we could win this thing. Maybe we can start, you know, with a couple of wins, and the Panthers are a team that can contend in the division, but again, kind of like Clemson, maybe the preseason hype didn't meet the mark there. So we'll see. But what we do know, as I was struggling to get the words out there, what we do know is a team that starts 0-2 significantly puts themselves behind the eight ball.
Another thing we know is that Sports Talk on the Fan Upstate is presented by Paramount Plus. Sylvester Stallone is back in the original hit series Tulsa King. This season, Dwight faces his most dangerous adversaries yet, forcing him to fight for everything he's built and to protect his empire. Stream the new season of Tulsa King on Sunday, September 21st, exclusively on Paramount Plus.
It's the best. It's the best.
I'm going to have to get into it.
I love Tulsa King. Two seasons already. Like you just said, season three is coming out. And, you know, that and Landman were up there for me a few months ago when I was watching them when they first came out. But Tulsa King, Sylvester's just so hard to beat, man. He's just such a good actor.
Well,
he's like 130.
He's a movie star.
He's so good.
He's a even in his old decrepit state, he's a movie star. And you got to love and respect a guy with that kind of chops. Yeah. When we come back, let's take our whip around the sports world, chop it up with our Daily Wires.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
So much going on out in the sports world, not least the fact that Melissa Level, marketing director at Ingles, is supposed to be joining us here in the very next segment of the show. If not, we'll have that float just a little bit.
That's right.
Bill Bender of the Sporting News going to join us later on in the show as well, a phenomenal guest. And, of course, Ian Unsworth and the broadcast crew for the Hub City Spartanburgers, who won a playoff
game last night,
are on the road up to Bowling Green, Kentucky, I think. They're going to the city of Bowling Green, which is not where Bowling Green State University is, because that's in Ohio.
Yeah.
Am I wrong? I don't know. The MAC is so confusing. I just like their Tuesday night football games. Anyway, let's get to it. Our Daily Wires, the buzz happening around the sports world. The Atlanta Braves were defeated by the Chicago Cubs last night by a score of 6-1. So, yeah, barely competitive.
Shocker.
7:15 first pitch tonight for the Braves. Chris Sale will be on the mound.
And, yes, you are correct.
Oh.
Bowling Green, Kentucky, high A affiliate of the Tampa Bay Rays.
Love it. The Hub City Spartanburgers, like we just said, won a playoff game against those Bowling Green Hot Rods last night. They are now on the road and will face them in Game 2 tomorrow in a 3-game series, 7:35. First pitch Kyle Schwarber hit his 50th home run of the season, and Ranger Suarez struck out a career-high 12 over 6 shutout innings to lead the Phillies to a 9-3 win over the New York Mets Tuesday night. The Phillies have won the first two games of a four-game series and lead the National League East by 9 games over the Mets, thanks to the heroics of Schwarber and the first NL player to reach 50 home runs this season.
He is so good. I mean, it's just I know Braves fans have to deal with him because he's in the division. He's just having a sensational year. He's tearing the cover off the ball.
The New York Jets are cutting Xavier Gibson after his costly kick return fumble during Sunday night's loss to the Steelers. After the Steelers had cut the Jets' lead to 26-24 in the fourth quarter, Kenneth Gainwell forced Gibson to fumble the kickoff, the game's first turnover. Aaron Rodgers took advantage two plays later, throwing an 18-yard touchdown to Calvin Austin III to put the Steelers up 31-26 with 14:07 left to play. That's wild, getting cut for a bad play in the first game of the season.
Not good enough.
Nope.
We're not going to take it.
Philadelphia Eagles star Jalen Carter will not miss any future games for spitting on Dallas Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott. The NFL announced Tuesday that since Carter was ejected from last week's season opener without participating in a single play, the league would consider the second-year defensive tackle to have already served a one-game suspension. What are we doing here, Cole? I mean, like, if we're going to punish somebody, punish somebody. Don't do this time-served nonsense.
Yeah, I'm just glad. Look, he didn't get the game check. There has to be some kind of repercussions. There are obviously much worse things done, but come on, man. This is crazy.
Some more news for the Cowboys. They have been meeting with free agent edge rusher Jadeveon Clowney to address the gap left by Micah Parsons' departure to Green Bay. Are you excited about putting JD on the team?
You know, look, what does Jadeveon still have left in the tank? I think that's the question, right?
Yeah.
If Jadeveon, if we can get him at a good price and he doesn't really affect the cap, I mean, I'm for it. But let's see, does he pass a physical? I mean, we'll see. I hope there's something left in the tank.
The 49ers have 4 games in the next 23 days, but they are going to be without George Kittle, who is on IR with a hamstring injury. Ohio State coach Ryan Day said Tuesday that he's not a fan of the proposal that would bring major changes to the transfer portal windows in college football later this year. The NCAA announced last week that the FBS Oversight Committee voted to move the window for transfer portal in winter from December to January, shifting to a 10-day period that would start on January 2nd.
By the way, I just saw a report from 48 minutes ago that Clowney is still in the building in Dallas, so he's been there a long time today at the Star, so maybe that's a good sign.
In case you missed it, one of the biggest surprises in the first month of the college football season, Colorado is pivoting to Ryan Staub as the starting quarterback at Houston on Friday night. Staub began the season as Colorado's third stringer and is now jumping Caden Salter, the transfer from Liberty, and Julian Lewis. Georgia Tech quarterback Haynes King, who missed a game while recovering from a lower body injury, is trending in the right direction ahead of Saturday's matchup against number 12 Clemson. That comes from coach Brent Key. Haynes King, a sixth-year senior, was injured in the Yellow Jackets' season-opening victory against Colorado, but he sat out last week against FCS Gardner-Webb. Tyreek Hill's estranged wife has alleged in court filings that he committed domestic violence, which the Miami Dolphins receiver has vehemently denied. According to documents obtained by TMZ, Keita Vaccaro alleges 8 separate incidents of domestic violence and filings related to the couple's divorce case. That's awful.
It is.
And finally, Cole here, Mike Tyson revealed on a podcast that he used fentanyl as a painkiller during his boxing career, but avoided taking it too much because he was afraid of getting addicted and having it being detected in his system.
Okay.
He also discussed the stigma around cannabis use in sports and emphasized its harmless nature.
Does that surprise you?
No. Mike Tyson did drugs? Are you serious?
Mike Tyson, man. Who's surprised? Who's surprised?
That's not marker on his face.
That's right. Tolos, well, so many of you have already tried unsuccessfully to get your upset pick in today, like 10, maybe a dozen now text messages.
Yeah.
They don't count.
We're going to have to start cracking down on this.
Yeah, they don't count, Tolos. So if you've sent in your upset pick, you know, we say it all the time. It starts at 4 o'clock, and that is not for another 6 minutes. Melissa Level might join us. She might not. We'll see. But the Upset Picks Challenge begins next.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.